Well, I just want my mother to like me. You know, I keep giving her things and I keep trying to make peace with her. And, you know, the more I give her, the more she asks. How do you deal with them? Do you try to buy them off? Many people do. And that's an incredibly important principle. And if you're having difficulty understanding how to deal with the terrorists, that's one of the principles that is key to understanding, that you don't want to appease them, you don't want to buy them off. And I loved Mayor Giuliani's principled rejection of a $10 million check from a Saudi prince. I thought that sent a message around the world which needed to be heard, which is that we don't have equivalent moral codes. Ours is much better. We're for freedom. We're for thinking independently, not going by faith and some dogma. We're for technology and science. We're for happiness, pursuing your own happiness. And they are not. They're for happiness in paradise when you're dead. And this multiculturalism stuff has really disarmed our children. And you see the upshot of that in the universities, where kids are becoming these pacifists. And Rush Limbaugh said, the protests we hear are called pacifism, but it's not. It's a largely reactionary, incoherent, silly muddle of anti-American, anti-corporatist, anti-globalist sentiments, which is passing for pacifism. He said the anti-war intellectual leadership is dishonest because, as hundreds of Americans have died over the decades due to terrorism, we have restrained ourselves. We have done nothing, and yet the number of deaths have just kept escalating. While we're busy trying to understand, they keep killing in greater and greater increasing numbers. Being nice does not deflect the terror. It invites more terror, and they'll crush us. So the goal that we want for ourselves, this is me talking now, is not appeasement, whether it's with the terrorist or in your own life. And the gift that you can give yourself is if you can grasp it with the terrorist, then you have it for your own life. If people take advantage of you, say, well, you know, I let her borrow my dress and she never returns it, and I'm afraid to speak up now. Or I was speaking to someone the other day at my hairdresser, and she was saying that, you know, I loaned a friend $500 and I'm going away on vacation, and I called her and wanted some of it back. I called her a while ago and she goes, well, why didn't you call me sooner? But I did call her sooner and she still isn't giving me the money back. And I said, you have to speak up for yourself. You know, this is not a friend. Do you see her? And she goes, oh yeah, I see her every few weeks. And it's like, you have got to stand firm and not let people take advantage of you. Because if you let this friend take advantage of you, that means that you've got some policy in your mind that is a cancer. And you will let other people take advantage of you too. You need to be able to say to this friend, I really want to value you. I loaned you this money. I asked her when she loaned it. It was a year ago, $500 a year ago. I would really love it to be paid back without me having to beg for it. And I would like it to be paid back within the next 2 weeks or a month or whatever is reasonable given your knowledge. And I expect an apology for not having paid it back. You need to be able to grasp that it is your life, your values, and when people take advantage of you, don't turn the other cheek. Speak up for yourself.